Not so long ago, the Pakistani port city of Karachi was known as a violent place. Gang wars, the Taliban, and Sunni extremists targeting Shiites. But residents say increased security in the city over the past couple of years has helped calm things down, which means people feel better about going out to big events, like the festival for the religious holiday Ashura. Here's NPR's Dia Hadid.
Karachi's a chaotic city of 16 million people. But for 2 days, the city shuts down. Men and women march along a concourse that runs 9 miles long through central Karachi. They thump their chests and weep. They commemorate Ashura. It's when Shiite Muslims mourn the slaying of the grandson of the Prophet Muhammad. His name was the Imam Hussein. He was killed in a battle in the 7th century alongside much of his extended family. That clash helped cement a divide in the early Muslim community between two groups who became known as Sunnis and Shiites. I met worshipper Sayyid Zafar Abbas. He points to the sky where birds flock overhead. And he says, even they mourn the slaying of the Imam Hussein. These kinds of gatherings were once deadly. One of the worst attacks was 5 years ago. More than 45 people were killed when a suicide bomber attacked a Shiite mosque. But things are changing. At the concourse, a provincial minister, Sayyid Ashel Araza, oversees commemorations.
We can say the 15,000 people are on the security of the procession.
Raza nods to the paramilitary forces who patrol with assault rifles, and police roam on motorbikes. The whole concourse is cordoned off. This has encouraged worshippers to turn up in bigger numbers, like Iftikhar Ahmed. For years, his parents wouldn't let him come to these gatherings.
Now I feel much safer.
Now he volunteers at a blood donation tent on the concourse. As day turns to night, the mood shifts. Worshippers pull back and form circles. Men enter the ring. They whip themselves with chains attached to knives. One man quickly turns bloody. It's to show their willingness to die for the Prophet's family. Ashad Hassan looks on with his two boys. They're 4 and 7, and they carry little whips.
For my kids. This is the first time they are doing it.
You're not worried about giving them basically whips with knives at the end?
These are not very sharp ones. So they do it one or two times and that's it.
He says if there's an attack, they'll be martyrs and go to heaven. Still, his happy Karachi's safer now, he says. It's good to come and good to go home. Dia Hadid, NPR News, Karachi.